This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity, it is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rands, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price, cost, probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime.
And now the businesses kill all the humans.
And our children will live.
I've literally been given these speeches by corporate
heads. See
that? I've told them, piss up a rope.
Perfect world. In which there's no war or famine.
I've been in boardrooms almost like that one.
Or brutality.
So this actually goes on just like this.
One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit.
Except they tell you, we need
all
you.
Men will hold a share.
We need you to join us and help us. You're so smart.
All necessities.
He does that right here, actually.
All anxieties tranquilized. All boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
I have literally been given the speech of this 5 months.
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week.
Monday, Tucker. I believe I've seen the face of God.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
That evening, Howard Beale went on the air to preach to Corbett.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Fox stock is plunging, but they'll prop it up, but they don't care. They have unlimited globalist funding. That's why they turn all these groups into kamikazes. So, Dan Bongino out, Tucker Carlson out, Don Lemon out at CNN. It's all part of the new purge. AOC this weekend said, we've got to take Tucker Carlson off the air. I told you she was told to go say that. I said, so look for that to happen. Told you that last night. Well, the great Owen Schroyer took a well-deserved week off, and he was back today. And here's what was going on behind the scenes. I have so much business stuff to take care of to keep this show on air. I'm not complaining. It's just I came to the producers about 45 minutes before airtime, and I said, call Owen and tell him come host the show today because I've literally got to go around and deal with stuff running this place or we won't be here. And then I called Owen 20 minutes before, and he goes, hey, I'm actually here. So we walked over and talked to her. I said, they just fired Tucker. He said, yeah, I just learned about it. I said, well, why don't you co-host with me in the second hour and the third hour today? And so he is here with us now to give his take on this. But I want to be very, very clear. I was never in competition with Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or anybody else. I want to stop the New World Order. So if talk show hosts come along that are doing a great job exposing their agenda, then I'm going to get behind them. And that's why I've been a big supporter of Tucker. Plus, I've been friends with him for, I don't know, 12 years or so. And, again, I was out in Florida on Thanksgiving time. I spent some time with him there in the area where he lives. And just a great guy. And I'll leave it at that. I'm not going hunting, you know, going on a hunting trip. It looks like I'll have some more time to do that. But Tucker Carlson's not going anywhere because he really cares about this country. And he was taken up to the mountain and offered so much. Because I knew this from separate news reports and other places, and I confirmed it, that the Republicans have been trying to get him to run for president and really trying to cue him up and trying to get him to sell out. He didn't. And so he's a great guy. This only proves it. And when I saw that, I think a few months ago with James O'Keefe and that incredible Pfizer coup where they caught the director of mRNA saying, oh, we create the viruses and release them, you know, for profit. I said, he'll be off the air. They're going to take him down. And boom, you saw 2 weeks later what happened. Well, when I saw him interview Elon Musk a week and a half ago, I said on air, I said, you can say what you want about Elon Musk, but you don't say things like the government's illegally spying on you through Twitter. And they want AI gods. They want to get rid of all the humans. They don't like humans. And all the things he said and not have them come after you. So they're coming after Musk, you see, as well everywhere. So, I mean, you have to see Musk get killed before you believe that he's definitely made a turn. I don't trust him, and I'm not going to trust him. But you don't make these actions. You don't do what Tucker's done. You don't do what Bongino's doing. Bongino wouldn't shut up about, you know, the election and all the rest of it. He's gone. And Fox is firing all its top people to become Fox Light, and then CNN is supposed to lower the temperature. That's the globalist plan, is to lower the temperature, as if Fox News dictates what's going on. They've just made everything Tucker said that much bigger, just like what they did with me. Owen Schroyer, your take on this.
Well, I was listening to Dan Bongino this morning, and he said something that now makes more sense to me. And so I was wondering when he said this morning what he meant. Now it's completely clear. He said, when he opened his show this morning, he said, I'm not going to be intimidated by lawsuits. I'm not going to be intimidated by threats of lawsuits. I'm going to continue to talk about January 6th. I'm going to continue to talk about Ray Epps, and I'm going to continue to talk about the 2020 election. So what I think is going on behind the scenes, if it's not obvious, is there are two subjects, or you could call it three, that you're just not allowed to talk about on Fox News. You're just not allowed to say anything happened in the 2020 election that might lead you or your audience to think that it was not above board or not fair or might have been rigged. Not allowed to say anything like that. Fox News paid out, I don't remember the final tune, I think it was a couple billion dollars that they paid out to Dominion. So they went
700 and something mil.
So they took the Alex Jones InfoWars method, as we warned you, and they applied it to Fox News, and then they tried to take the screws to Dan Bongino as well. I can't believe they took his show off unfiltered off the air, but I guess I shouldn't be too surprised. So if you talk about Ray Epps, you get threatened with a lawsuit. If you talk about the 2020 election, you get threatened or you get sued. This is what's going on.
And what's the third one?
Well, January 6th, just generally speaking. But
also the poison shots. So people say, well, wait, Ray Epps told the committee, I quote, orchestrated it in his text messages. He was there ramming signs in. He was there for days saying go in. And that day people were arrested for far less. So to extrapolate into free speech and say, man, you know, why are the feds going easy on him? That's your, you know, right to say, I think, you know, this guy could probably be a fed. That's all Tucker Carlson did. He said it should be investigated. But everything underpins on that. So they gaslight us and they say, well, let it go to a lawsuit. No. They pick the most corrupt jurisdictions like Austin or New Haven, Connecticut, or Delaware. Dershowitz has said is the worst. And they sue you with a kept judge. And the judge in the Dominion Fox case didn't call it a default, but ruled 2 months before Fox News purposely lied, which they never even did that, and Fox News is liable, and Fox News, this is the key, Fox News lied, Fox News, and there was no election fraud, and these machines are unhackable. So the judge is already going to tell the jury you're guilty. That's why they settled for that amount. And so they've already got another judge, another group, ready, it'll probably be in D.C., ready to go against News Corp. And so this lawfare is now holding News Corp hostage.
Well, that's why it's so important for people to understand how radical and dangerous the American left has become, because they're the ones that control this entire court system now, and they know it. And so, yeah, you could take the best basketball player in the world. Let's say you take LeBron James and you sit him down next to some high school, you know, freshman bench warmer. And that bench warmer says, I'm better. I'm going to beat LeBron James. Well, yeah, he could say, well, okay, I'll go play you. But if he knows every bucket he makes is worth negative 2 points and every bucket the other guy makes is worth 100 points, well, that's a rigged game. You're not going to win that game. So you could say, well, yeah, I'm going to go to court and I'm going to take my chances and I'm going to get discovery and I'm going to argue my cases. Doesn't matter. It's a rigged case. You cannot win it. And so that's what I think people are starting to learn here.
And again, they can pick the jurisdiction with their judges.
So now I'm looking at Fox News and I'm thinking, okay, well, where does it go from here? Because look, you could say Fox News is making themselves irrelevant. That really doesn't matter. The Fox News audience is what matters, and it's going to matter for at least two more election cycles. There are still people that tune into Fox News every day that don't even get on the internet.
That's right. And so we've got to get family members of Fox News addicts to come to InfoWars and to come to Steve Bannon and to come to the Stephen Crowders, and we've got to further draft Rogan to get hardcore on this. But again, they can't stop all the regular people from getting on Twitter, getting on Facebook, whether it's 100 viewers or 1,000 or 100,000. All of you, the answer to beat this is everybody's got to get on air now. I don't care if you're an 80-year-old lady. Call your son, call your daughter, call your neighbor. You're an 80-year-old lady that's well-spoken, blah, 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 but you don't know technical stuff. It's so easy. They come over, they get you an account, they sign it up, start doing the videos. Everybody's got to get vocal now, or you don't have the infrastructure. Go to the city council. Go to the county commission. Go to the school board. Talk about the national issues there. Use any microphone in front of people that goes out. It'll all go viral. They can try to take out the lead elephants, the Tucker Carlsons, the Alex Joneses, but they cannot take you out. You are the resistance. You are the victory. Do you understand that?
Well, and I think, too, just if it's not getting on the internet or hosting a talk show, you, in some way, shape, or form now, if you're an American and you care about the future of this country, you have to get active immediately. You have to engage in either First Amendment activity, Second Amendment activity, or Fourth Amendment activity, meaning you have to start taking your rights seriously now.
We need everybody to go to the McAllen sector and just stand there with a camera and they're smuggling babies and handing them in vans. I mean, I can't do it all. I'm not bitching. You go shoot video of that, put it on Twitter, put it on Facebook. Just say, hey, look at this. I mean, you can't swing a stick in the dark on the Texas border and not catch the most hellish crap you've ever seen. I'm just telling you, folks, it's going down.
Well, and now we just have to, I mean, part of me just, it's kind of scary to think, but do we put our faith in the American people to say, can you not realize how corrupt everything is, where the Democrats say, oh, Al Gore didn't lose, John Kerry didn't lose, Hillary Clinton didn't lose, but if you dare say that Donald Trump didn't lose in 2020, you're going to get sued for $2 billion. I mean, come on.
Because right? That's their answer to never be removed. Just like Venezuela, they're bringing in election fraud. They've been caught doing it. And the election fraud's real. They stole it from Trump. Regardless of what you think of Trump, they stole the election.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, because watching not just our country, but the whole world fall to tyranny and darkness is a serious situation. And I've studied history. I know you guys have as well. And you cannot put a bad enough light on this. You cannot exaggerate how bad it is. And again, it's going to destroy 99.999% of us. It's going to, bare minimum, destroy your standard of living. Bare minimum, create incredible poverty and crime. It already has. And it's going to get 20 times worse. I mean, just absolutely horrible. Because we're not like the Great Depression, where 90% of people were somewhat self-sufficient or totally self-sufficient. We're 90% not self-sufficient. You know what army ants do when they go through the Brazilian rainforest? They eat everything in their path. You know what locusts do when they come and land on a field? They eat all of it in minutes. You got billions of people in the world that are not self-sufficient. You cut down the industrial systems. You cut off the energy that allowed all this. It is an equation. The UN has the equation, so does the Defense Department. When 52% of a paycheck is spent on food and energy, you get civil unrest. If it goes to 60, you get revolution. If it goes to 70, you get cannibalism. The world's already at 60% plus of their money being spent on food and energy. We've already crossed the line. And their answer is cut all the rest of the energy off. Energy's like gas in a car, folks. It doesn't get gas. It don't crank. It's like a cheesy Star Trek analogy where Khan blows up the reactor and the Enterprise can't move. I mean, it's that simple. They're, or the movie Aliens. Came out in the 1980s, the second one. Great movie. He goes, they just cut the power. The guy starts panicking. What do you mean they cut the power? They're animals. Oh, we're screwed. Game over, man. Game over. They're blowing the generators. What do the Imperial Walkers do in Empire Strikes Back? Target, main generator, maximum firepower. You've taken out the generator, Lord Vader. You may start your landing. They're taking out the generator. But we don't have one generator. We got tens of thousands. They've blown half of them up. They're blowing the generators. They're blowing the generators. They're cutting the power supply. Wind power at its current rate doesn't supply 5%. They can't even produce it. Roland, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, it's an epic rant.
Oh, I mean, what's the talk about? What are you talking
Well, Alex, let me just respond with this. I won't go too far into detail here because I know you're just fired up right now. But from the week off that I took and just kind of going into what I would call normie mode, most people are realizing how much trouble they're in. Now, they can't really make sense of it. It's kind of like a foreign language. It's like, well, I can't really read this. I know it's an emergency message. Like, I know that sign in front of me is an emergency message, but I don't know what it is. I can just tell by the look of it that it's an emergency message. I mean, just here in Austin, our property taxes have skyrocketed. And what they do...
Mine just doubled.
Alex, same thing happened. Doubled. I show people. They say, you didn't double.
And again, you've got a very nice but very small, quaint condo.
I've got a nice, modest house. It's very modest. And I showed people. I told them, I'm like, well, I'm dealing with some stuff right now. My property taxes just doubled. They say, your property taxes didn't double. That's not how it works. I said, okay, let me show you the paper.
Mine doubled.
Literally doubled. And that's a combination of all the Californians moving here, raising property values, and then it's also...
But the market's actually down.
It's down right now, for sure. It's down. But the point is, that's just a microcosm.
So say that again. Market's down about 15%, but your taxes double.
Oh, and your... your income is down too because your dollar isn't worth as much and you're getting taxed more on your paychecks as well. So Americans are starting to get this. And when you said that 50% number, Alex, I don't know where we're at right now. They already put it in the news that half of people making six figures a year are living paycheck to paycheck.
67% of America is paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, it's not like we're going the right direction. We're going the wrong direction.
People say, the Democrats are idiots. Look how they ruined California. It's a plan. They're not idiots. They're criminals. They're Extinction Rebellion.
And to get to the larger existential issue that you just mentioned earlier, Alex, you know, humans inherently have an implicit bias, right? I've never been alive on this planet when America didn't exist. I mean, you can sit here and say America doesn't exist as it should. Okay, fine. You can have that debate.
But it's about to really not exist.
The point is, I've never walked on this earth when the United States of America, at least conceptually, didn't exist. And so I have that bias that I just assume it's going to be around forever. Now, it takes a seriously high intellect and IQ to understand that that's implicit bias and that's not how the world actually works. Nations rise and fall, countries rise and fall, regimes rise and fall all the time. It's hard for us to really comprehend that because we haven't experienced that here in America.
But around the rest of the world, they're used to riots and collapse and starvation.
And I just wonder how
that's the norm. We're like in a submarine at 10,000 feet. We're like, we got air. We're fine. But right outside that bulkhead's crushing pressure.
Yeah. And I just think that the emergency messages are starting to, it's starting to get through to the American people. They still don't get it. Like I said, they can see it's an emergency sign in front of them that they're driving past, but they can't really read what it is. They don't understand the language. Well, once they get next to that cliff, I think they'll have a pretty good idea of the emergency that they're entering. But when I look at the direction things are going, sadly, I mean, look, Alex, you can make the point that we have to accelerate into this. There's no other way for people to get it. There simply is no other way for people to understand the true threats that they're facing when it comes to their future and their family.
Well, let's just say this. What elite wants people poor and to cut them off? Well, in history, that's called feudalism. That's the most popular world system, is making people poor to control them. But they're doing it when we've got 8 million people and all these weapons. You can't do that. It's going to cause a cascade effect in nuclear war. And all the equations show it. That's why I think, whether you believe in God, the devil, or not, let's just say you don't believe in God, you don't believe in Christian, you know, theology. Okay, well, there's life here, and then there's something that wants to destroy us. And what we're setting up is going to destroy the elites themselves, so why are they doing it? And so I say, okay, they're working with aliens or something. I mean, I don't know. But I don't know why you'd have policies to destroy everything on purpose. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, you could try to make the most sense of it, and you'd have to just accept the fact that these are corporate elite, political elite, international elite that have just decided they're going to cut deals, they're going to make a global government.
And they feel insulated.
And that's it. It's over. There's no America. There's no anything. There's only the one world government and the one rule, like the one ring to rule them all. One government, one rule to rule all of humanity. Your freedom, your prosperity, forget about it. America, forget about it. It's all over with. I still believe that we can come through this. I'm just afraid it's going to get so bad. I we've been so lucky, even through the hard times that we've gone through, we've been so lucky compared to past generations and the poverty and the starvation that they've had to go through. We've still got it so good, it's really a joke. But I'd hate to think how bad it has to get for people to realize what's been done to them. And then, of course, the ultimate question is, well, what do you do? In the current position, and we can't really vote our way out of this. So what do you do? Well, you have to become independent. You have to become self-sufficient, and you have to push all the leverage you have.
And you've got to make it your full-time job to beat these people. It's not like, oh, I'm a conservative, I'm a patriot. Yeah, we hate the new order. It's coming down on us like a trillion-pound gorilla. Like, this is everything. I mean, they're coming after our children. They've imploded the borders. They're cutting the energy. They're shipping fentanyl in. They're brainwashing everybody. They're letting criminals out and putting nonviolent in jail. They're at war with us. Admit you're under attack and then start doing something about it. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Scott Ritter, the former Kansas UN weapons inspector on a World War III alert, will be joining us next hour. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me today. And I want to play this clip again. Here's AOC called for U.S. government to censor Fox News for incitement of violence. She says Tucker Carlson is calling for violence with no evidence. And then 60 Minutes says he's going to cause violence. Probably what happened is they delivered on Friday a big law firm lawsuit, a key demographic with a judge they control, with the Ray Epps lawsuit. They've all got primed. Because, you know, Ray Epps just said go into the building for days and ram signs into people and told the committee that he, quote, orchestrated it, whatever that means. You say, well, that's gaslighting. They'll lose. No, not with one of these juries, because the judge will default you just like they did in my case and just like they just did with Fox. The judge said you're guilty. These machines are unhackable, even though they admit all these machines are hackable. And you lied, even though nobody ever lied. It was Fox executives and hosts arguing about election fraud. So because somebody argues about something, it says you're a fraud because you thought there might be fraud. So it's all about them securing their narrative with their brainwashing and their propaganda. But here's AOC just this weekend saying, take Tucker Carlson off the air.
Do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
Okay, so I want to unpack that, and then I've got a really important message to the viewers. Go ahead.
Well, this actually makes my blood boil more than any other topic of discussion today, because it's the most gaslighting thing that you could ever hear on television. Let's just recap. For years, we have sat here and watched the mainstream media put a target on police officers' backs. For years, we have sat here and watched the mainstream media be racially divisive and intensify distrust in race relations. We just watched the mainstream media incite violence and riots in the name of George Floyd, Michael Brown, you name it. We've sat here, we've watched it for 10 freaking years. We've sat here and watched it. Now, they have one event in the history of conservative political action, in the history of Republican political action, they have one event on January 6th that we all know that they put their provocateurs out there and had their federal agents all out there and had their plan with their documentary Pelosi filmmaker out there, all of it. Whole thing was scripted. But they have won. They have won, and they say, oh, see, conservatives shouldn't be allowed to talk. Tucker Carlson shouldn't be allowed on TV. We've got to silence all conservative voices. They cause violence. But then what's the reality? They lie about Mike Brown and they cause riots. They lie about George Floyd and they cause riots. They lie about police officers
and they call for riots.
They bail out their rioters. So, I mean, this is the most gaslighting thing. But okay, aside from how it makes my blood boil, where they get to cause riots and they get to lie to the people, and that's fine, you're not allowed to tell the truth. Notice what AOC says here now. I'm starting to think that they're really gearing her up to be the future of the Democrat Party now. Not this next upcoming election cycle. I still think Joe Biden is going to be their guy. But she's not smart enough to understand the nuance when she says, oh, it needs to be federal law that takes these people down. That is, she doesn't say that as something that she's thought. Somebody told her to say that.
Yeah, they want to bring back the fairness doctrine.
And so they're saying we have to have federal laws now to censor our opposition.
Remember at the Davos group a month and a half ago, the EU deputy head turned to the U.S. Congress people and says, well, we've banned speech. You're about to soon, too.
Oh, so now AOC has an interview with Jen Psaki, and they're all dolled up, too. Oh, look at the dolled up Democrats. Wow, the best looking Democrat women you can find. And they're telling you how federal law needs to be used to keep Fox News off air and Tucker Carlson off air and any dissenting voices off air. These are liberals, by the way. These are good, freedom-loving liberals that are now using the entire government as a weapon against their opposition. But, Alex, let's even look at the election issue that they're threatening to sue Fox News and take them off air out. I guarantee you, I've seen it. You've played it on the show. You can go right now onto the Internet, YouTube, you name it, and you'll find dozens of local Fox News reports in local cities, probably right even right here in Austin, that show how voting machines can be hacked. Going back 10-plus years, local Fox News has been reporting on this. I can go show you a Kamala Harris clip.
But the where she says that the machines aren't trustworthy, including that company. But again, it doesn't matter. The judge already ruled Fox is guilty, just like in my case.
So how do
people don't get it? They're like, oh, Jones had a trial. No, the judge said I was guilty and then wouldn't let evidence in.
Exactly. And so here's the question. How do we get the American people to understand this? Well, apparently telling them doesn't do it. apparently telling them is an uphill battle, especially because, I mean, look, we've got a big audience.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. There's so much media. Our audience is great. There's so much media, people just don't differentiate. Like, well, they're saying that, and they're saying this, while your energy gets cut off, while the border gets dissolved.
Well, and here's the other factor, too. And there's no doubt sports viewership is down. There's no doubt sports viewership is down, just like beer drinking is down. But it's still massive. There's still way too many people that care more about their sports team or more about their favorite light beer than they do about their future. And that's just a fact. And so it's going to have to get worse. They're going to have to see the censorship. They're going to have to see their friends die from vaccines. They're going to have to see their business get shut down by the government. I mean, it's going to have to happen to everybody, Alex. That's what's so tragic about this.
But that's why they've got actuaries to slowly cut the energy off. And they know that we don't have a long memory. Everything's based on low attention span. So people don't see how it's being taken away from them.
I think the good news is there's been enough of an awakening where people are running for local offices, they're running for, you know, school boards.
Yeah, notice what the feds were most scared of 2 years ago, sending feds in Virginia and other states. They had helicopters land at the school and threaten parents if they oppose critical race theory or the transgender cult. They're scared of you taking your local government back. They can steal the national election, but they can't totally control what you do locally. And just last week in Cochise County, the second most populous county in Arizona, they always steal it in Maricopa. The woman that ran the elections, who stole it for herself to become governor, she tried to take over their elections and a judge blocked it. So it's those little battles that are going to beat them.
And look, at the end of the day, we have to realize that we still have the power. And this is what's so frustrating. It's like we have to get over this idea that there's some invisible ghost in the room called the government, or there's some invisible ghost in the room that's your authority. No, there's you and there's me and there's whoever in this room. We're people. We run this country. This is
notice they wanted the masks to never go away. Now they're all gone. They wanted the lockdown to never end. It ended because you didn't submit. Now, I've got to have this special announcement. I mean, I want to really speak to the listeners when we come back and just boil this down to them. But, Owen, we're going to continue on with Scott Ritter next hour and the whole World War III situation.
Well, what I was saying earlier, and we kind of went long here, was this is why it's so important for InfoWars to be on air. I can't even imagine what your phone is like. I mean, I get like, you know, maybe 10% of the flack you get. But my phone is blowing up today. What happened to Tucker Carlson? What happened to Dan Bongino? I know people are going to be tuning in looking in for answers. And so this is why InfoWars exists. As rough and tumble and as a motley crew as we might be, we tell it like it is. We go in fearlessly.
And it's owned by me. All these other people have to work for somebody else. There's nothing this big that's free and open. Even with Joe Rogan, he's under a Spotify contract.
And so, hey, maybe this will be good for Tucker Carlson. Maybe for him to get out of the Fox News umbrella will be a good thing. Maybe that's what is needed.
And again, my phone got wet, broke. It was breaking over the last few days. Now it's completely dead. But I'm told any minute I'll get my phone back and I'll be able to get all the messages and call.
1,000 messages and people tuning in today.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you want to know what's going down, I'm going to tell you what's going down in a nutshell. We come back from break. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun. He'll be on at 3 p.m. today, 3 to 6 p.m. host of the War Room. Harrison Smith has had a baby. He'll be back Wednesday. They had a great guest host, 8 a.m. weekdays, American Journal, Infowars.com/show. It's up to you to promote that link. Thank you so much.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America and humanity is in a war. The globalists are cutting off the resources. They're killing the free speech. They're surveilling us. They're annihilating our sovereignty, our borders. They're coming after our children, literally sterilizing them. We are in the heart of the battle now. I knew about their plan decades ago and warned you. But now we're living in a time that's easy to wake people up and fight because they're not in beta. They're not in test mode. They're in operational mode. Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, almost everybody else who are great people work for another company that can fire them or try to control them. InfoWars is the only major standalone operation fighting the globalists in the world. And we're reaching the critical juncture in the battle. Their central bank digital currencies are in trouble. That's the number one issue in the news with conservative voters, not just here, but around the world. Their program of dissolving borders is in trouble. Everything they're doing is hitting major obstacles right now. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. That's why it's more important than ever that you realize we're in zero hour. We're in game time. We're in overtime. We are in the 12th round of this boxing match. And that's why you've got to share the articles. You've got to share the videos. You've got to pray for the broadcast. You've got to buy the products. Keep us on air. But whatever you do, just continue to research and speak out yourself at county commissions and school boards and city councils and state legislatures. And when a senator's coming or a house member's coming, go ask them questions, get on TV, because it's really you they can't stop and you they can't track. Whatever you do, realize this is the full battle. I know there's thousands of shows and millions of movies and entertainment and TV shows and all this stuff and what's real. This is real. You notice what we cover and what we go over years ago is now everything happening because we're actually contending with the global rulers to try to block them and their plan for depopulation and total enslavement. We are here fighting. So please, today, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Turbo Force. Get Ultimate Krill Oil. Get the other great products. Get a Trump mugshot shirt. Get an Alex Jones for President shirt. Go there. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy of The Great Reset, The War of the World, the seminal book that went to number one. But whatever you do, realize this is the fight. This is the tip of the spear. This is the war right now here on air. We are swinging for the fences. We're not surrendering. And culturally, all the numbers show we are winning. Congress has a 7% approval rating. Biden's got a 30% approval rating. Trudeau's got a 25% approval rating. They are dictators. They are unpopular. They are doing things that people don't like. And we've just got to stay here on air as the tip of the spear because the enemy believes they can take out the leaders and everybody else will scatter. But you are the leaders and you are the resistance. So spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get a great product. Make a donation. But whatever you do, take action. Don't roll over and die. It's that spirit of victory, that spirit of resistance God wants to see. And then God will do the rest, but you've got to make the first steps with your free will and ask God to lead, guide, and direct you in this fight. Owen Schroyer.
Well, and we got to hit them with the unexpected, Alex. They expect Alex Jones to be ranting. They expect Owen Schroyer to show up with a bullhorn. They expect an InfoWars truck to hit them with 50,000 watts when they try to come to Austin with their globalism. But that's what they expect. We need everybody out there to be the unexpected patriot, to be the unexpected warrior. You know, you made such a great point, Alex. It's true. Most politicians, even the ones we like, even the good ones, most of them don't work too much and they don't sweat too much. And so they go through the motions. They'll go town to town, whatever, event to event. They don't really deal with people getting in their face. I'm not even necessarily talking about in a negative light. It can be in a positive light. They're just not used to it.
That's a key point. Don't spend our time trying to get Democrats to do the right thing. Sure, confront them when you can, but put pressure on the good guys.
Exactly, because they need to know that people are behind them and want them to take action. And it's not even about them getting reelected. There's going to be some that only think about that. No, this is about, hey, we're expecting you to get into office and actually help us. Not go through the motions, not show up for the cameras, not smile and take the pictures for the front page, but actually be there when it matters. Be there when the rubber meets the road. I mean, I look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, maybe the best example of this that actually goes out
there. And notice how in the polls she's the most popular.
She should be the example. And, you know, I was thinking about this too, Alex. As much as I really do love Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's not perfect. But, you know, what's actually sad is if I was to give a grade, because somebody was asking me, what are some of the good politicians? I mean, who are people in government that I should trust? And I said, well, don't trust anybody, but if I was going to grade politicians, it's kind of an interesting thought. Okay, well, who are some of the best politicians? All right, let's say Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, what does Marjorie Taylor Greene get as a grade? Well, she gets a C. She gets a C. That should be your average politician. Even Donald Trump as a great president, I'd give him a D. I'll give Donald Trump a D. But every other president has been a miserable F. Every other congressperson, an F. So we've been so used to absolute, utter failures and disgrace.
Low expectations.
That now Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's really just a C, that's just a C average. She's just an average politician, what an average politician should look like and sound like. But now she's like A++++ because we've been so used to the pathetic representation we've been getting in Congress.
And that's what the enemy fears is they see what they call radicalism, which is common sense, saying, no, we're not submitting.
And I'm seeing it all over, Alex, and it really is a wave. And it's people that are long shots to get into city council. It's people that are long shots to get into state legislators. It's people of long shots to get into Congress. But there's so many of them now, some of them are going to hit. I mean, we're going to get some of these people in. And, I mean, I look at Donald Trump, and, man, I got to tell you, he just relaunching his Instagram account, selling NFTs. I mean, just gag. But you know what? Again, he's the best guy for the job, okay? So I'm sorry that's how it is right now. I can't stand Donald Trump sometimes, but he's the best guy for the job. He's the only guy that can get us back on track.
And they're scared of him.
There's no doubt they're scared of him. And for all of his flaws, no doubt there are many, I do believe Donald Trump is his own man. And there's one thing we get from Donald Trump that we get from nobody else, and that's access. Nobody else gives you access like Donald Trump gives you. And nobody else is as feared by the globalists like Donald Trump is. So, yeah, I get it. Donald Trump, all kinds of flaws, all kinds of imperfections. I'll give him a D as a politician. That's a miserable grade. But, hell, everyone else is an F. And the only guy that I like that I see making moves right now is Vivek Ramaswamy, and I just don't think he's ready yet. But it's just that's where we're at now, Alex. But if we can get the D guy back in there that's at least got a passing grade, and we can get a couple more people in Congress that are C's like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massey, then who knows? Maybe somebody will finally step in and be a B politician or an A-plus politician and actually save this country and actually write legislation that makes sense to protect the future of our
And the globalists know the public's waking up. That's why they're racing to end the country now, bankrupt everything so they can pose as saviors. And so that's really what we're up against is, I mean, Biden's cutting the cars off, the energy, he's banning not just coal, but gas plants. I mean, that's what I said earlier. We can debate stuff all day, but scientifically, in a mathematical equation, you cut the power, you cut the country off.
Well, and it used to
this be. This studio doesn't work without power.
It used to be the Alex Jones was right, maybe takes 10 years to catch up. I mean, now it's a week, you know? I mean, it's just the quickening is happening. And I'm in touch with somebody right now. I'm going to try to get him on as a guest this week. And I predicted that the Democrats will cancel their debates. In fact, they may just cancel the entire primary process because how else are they going to get Biden in? I believe right now today Biden is your front runner. Biden is going to win the presidency again. Even if Donald Trump gets the nomination and gets 90 million votes, Biden will get 95. I mean, you know how it goes. And so that's the current trajectory that we're on. But the Democrats are going to have to engage in so many shenanigans just to get Biden across the finish line. They're going to have to destroy Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if not put a bullet through his head.
And meanwhile, Biden literally doesn't even know who he is.
He can't even talk. I mean, we're to the point now where Biden makes maybe two public appearances a week. And
but they've set that precedent with Fetterman and with the, I mean, the rest of them. I mean, look at Feinstein.
Yeah, so there it is. But that's from 2020. They're going to do it again.
By the way, let's play this clip. Biden's where is it? Where's the Biden clip? Yeah. Let's play clip five. My own sense is most Americans don't want to vote for 81-year-old for president. Here he is.
And Terry, do you expect all the Democrats to suddenly rally around the president?
Well, I'll leave that to our Democratic form official here. My own sense is that most Americans don't want to vote for an 81-year-old man for president.
All right, that's the
first time.
Here's the other clip. Go ahead and play the other Biden compilation clip. Here it is.
I think he's a little confused.
Your mark is going to be the blue one to the left.
How y'all doing?
You've got a blue mark, and that's okay.
I'll stay in my blue mark.
8%. 8%. Build chips, the three nano chips. First lady, the first full-time lady.
The Katanji Drown Jackson.
Let's go lick the world. I think he's a little confused.
Does anybody believe that guy beat Trump? We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer and more.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.